Camel rides, Margaret hits a nerve, and Danielle just cuts a little too deep. Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show is coming up now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We're getting the jams
okay,
going
that's
on here.
That's how you do it?
This weekend, last week, we got the jam on here. That's how you dance this? You just throw punches?
Yeah, just throw punches.
Yeah, in a club? Okay, I can see it. I can see after all the tequila.
Right there. Yeah, I got some gin in me.
Just throwing some hooks?
Had to regulate.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, that's enough of me being a fool.
Never.
So, I mentioned it as soon as I sat down to watch it with you guys. I have been waiting all week for this episode, and they...
Didn't disappoint.
My God, I was in Housewife Heaven. That was probably one of the best Housewife.
I know
episodes.
We were genuinely screaming and like laughing that whole time.
Back to back, every scene has something interesting.
We were like,
finally,
so good. Oh my God. So let's get started. Hey guys, I am Chelsea Stark Jones, and we are gonna dissect this entire episode. I'm here with my amazing panel.
What's up, guys? Angelo Garcia. So happy to be back.
Hey, I'm Angel Saunders, and I'm ready to get into tonight's episode.
Yes, we have so much to talk about. We have some news and gossip, some very good news and gossip.
Oh, yeah.
As well as our special segment, so stick around for it all. But let's just get going. You know, it's the morning. The sun is finally out in Cabo. It's beautiful. No more rain. So you think they're about to have an amazing trip, but we know better.
Yeah.
We know better.
Sun comes out.
That's a good way to put it.
The fists come out, too, with the sun.
Yes, it does. And the tequila. Jennifer wakes up. She says, you know, I'm not so nicey-nicey with the tequila.
That's the first thing she said, but she continued drinking it.
Yeah.
She knows she has a problem when she drinks it, and she's like, oh, well, I'll get
another
round.
When she just says that, oh, it sparks up how I really feel. It just gives me courage.
That liquid courage.
Yeah. Yes. You know, but she does. She says, Marg shouldn't have come for my looks. Do we agree? Do we disagree? Do we think that that was
okay,
a low blow?
Everyone always says Marge shouldn't do this, Marge shouldn't do that, but then they can do whatever they want to her.
Yeah. They have been doing that this whole episode, coming for Margaret, but as soon as she says something, it's like, oh no, don't say that. But when you talk about someone's looks, I mean, honestly, that's something you can't really change, so it's a little,
she could definitely change the lip liner.
She can take the lip
liner. But
I do a better job of blending it. Like.
Yeah, okay, makeup, things like that, you can
fix.
That's
what I'm saying. She's not really going
You got me. But I don't know. It's something about Jennifer's lips every episode. It's not even just the liner, so that's why.
It's the plumpiness about them.
I don't know. Like, are her lips real? Because if she got them done, then there is something you could do about it.
I think they're real. She just wears a very bold lip. All the time. Like, she doesn't do, like, a plain, like, not, like, chapstick.
Is it the Kylie lip kit that she's using?
I don't know.
Maybe. She's got those Chloe lips.
But
you know,
she
like,
does. She does
Chloe,
always have...
like, holds her mouth, like...
a very bold lip. Like, it's whether it's lip gloss, a lipstick, it's very bold, it's very prominent.
Yeah. She's just kind of stating a fact. She's not really coming at her.
No. Yes,
it's kind of coming at her, but it's also, it's a factual come at. If that's a thing.
Makes sense.
I didn't think it was too low. I thought it was amazing.
Of course we do, because we're the spectator, so we're going to...
And we're also Team Marge. What? but then we have Danielle and Teresa. Okay. We haven't really brought it up, but every episode when food is involved and Danielle is like, I can't have this. I can't have that.
Oh, she was allergic to like the red bell peppers.
I know.
I want to pull my hair.
It makes me sick.
Do red bell peppers make people sick? Yeah. Does it really make people sick?
Like, she can't eat anything.
I feel like they're high in vitamin C.
Like, probably.
Don't you need your vitamin C? That'll make you sick. Vitamin C does make you sick, people.
It blows my mind. I'm just tired of hearing what she can't eat. Like, I want to know what she eats.
And she has a comment for everything, too. It's not even like she can keep it to herself and just not eat it. She has to say it so everyone knows.
Yeah.
Like, we get it.
Obnoxious.
That's a horrible life when you're like allergic to everything.
Yeah. I couldn't deal. So then the ladies disperse for the day. They split up. We have Melissa, Teresa, Danielle, and Jennifer going shopping.
Mm-hmm.
While Dolores, Jackie, and Margaret stay behind, hang out by the pool, have a more relaxing time. I thought thought this was a little, we'll glance over this because there's so much juicy stuff going on in the episode, but we revisit Jen's eating disorder, and Dolores reveals herself that she had an eating disorder when she was younger. Small. She was very small, but she didn't realize it until her mom brought it up. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Did she say what she had?
She just said she had an eating disorder, and that she was obsessed with being skinny.
Yeah, she wanted like to be smaller than she was.
Yeah, and she was tiny in that picture.
Yeah, and her mom finally brought it up to her, and that's when she like realized that, you know, I'm pushing myself a little bit too far.
Yeah.
So you know, I thought Jen and Dolores, or Jackie and Dolores, connecting over that was a nice moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone's starting to pick up on Jackie now.
Yeah.
People starting
She's
to love
cool.
on her.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong with people for not liking Jackie?
I think people are picking up on her now.
I think she came out a little bit, like, off a little bit pretentious. Like, she's, you know, smarter than everyone.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, but now I think people are starting to warm up to her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can
she
see that.
She seems harmless.
I love her. She's great.
I wouldn't say harmless. She holds her own.
She does.
Hold her own, but she's cool. I like her.
I do like her. And then the ladies that go shopping, before they go shopping, they get some lunch. Teresa tries a really hot pepper. It looks like they enjoy some delicious
margaritas. She's grubbing down.
Yeah, I mean, she deserves it.
And it looks, you know, they're starting to have a really good time, and then they get up, they start to go shopping, and Melissa bringing up to Jennifer, you know, you get a little bit feisty when you drink the tequila.
Melissa's been ballsy this episode.
She was very ballsy, and she's very feisty, because we're used to fun Melissa. We're not used to tough Melissa.
Yeah. She's kind of like putting her foot down for her friends finally, because like when the whole Melissa Teresa thing was going on, Jackie was all like team Melissa, and Melissa was kind of, you know, quiet, but it was like a family issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Jackie had Melissa's back so hard, so it's like now Melissa's putting her foot down for her friends.
Melissa's standing up.
She's being very fair. So Danielle starts to, out of nowhere, the conversation was between Melissa and Jennifer.
Yeah.
And then Danielle, out of nowhere, starts coming after Margaret's kids.
Yeah.
And Melissa's like, that's a hard line in the sand. We do not talk about children. And I think that's totally fair.
You don't talk about kids.
I also think you don't talk about parents. Like, you don't talk about any
you guys. You don't talk about family in general. Yeah. Like, their petty little drama doesn't need to go into the family.
And yeah,
like,
that's all true. But what can they talk about? They can't talk about moms or marriages or kids or lips. They can't.
That's fine.
According to their group, you can't say that.
I mean, I just think children, because they're so like innocent.
Yeah,
you can't do that. Like, we'll cross over. Like Atlanta, Kim Zolciak's kids, Brielle, she'll go on Twitter and attack
the
other housewives.
She won't fuss with grown women.
So I will say, I will give you a pass on that.
She
If said children are outwardly discussing you on social media, then they're
it's
all
like, hold up, little girl.
Game on. But, like, these kids don't have anything to do with their show. Margaret's kids explicitly don't want to be on the show. So for you to say that they don't want anything to do with you, like, it's not that.
They don't want to hang with
Danielle. Just don't want to be on the show. You know?
Yeah, I don't think it's fair. And especially the way she's making it sound. It's not like it's just like petty little drama between even the kids. You know what I mean? She's like bringing up like harsh family issues that could be real.
She's like, you're not around your grandkids.
Yeah,
like,
and especially because Margaret's been so open about the fact that she has a rocky relationship with her stepchildren because of the affair that happened.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of annoying because it is like, Margaret's already
said it.
So Danielle's trying to twist it into something negative, which it already kind of is, but like trying to put this worse spin on it, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, and Melissa, like I said, she went at
She was diehard.
Danielle,
I love that.
And Danielle has a switch. Like, it escalates so quickly with her.
She makes it, like, she'll come at you so aggressive and then run away and make it sound like, oh, like, they attacked me, they did this.
Yes.
Like, she'll fake cry, like, you'll hear her, like,
she
whimpering.
She also will
like,
stand
what is
there.
Up with that?
She'll stand there and look completely clueless like she did at Melania's listening party when they were like, I didn't say that. And she just was like,
Yeah, she's like,
because like, she's caught. Had a blank look on her face.
But like, that's exactly it. Like, where she, like, Melissa's like, we don't do this, we don't do this. And then she like said some words and then just stormed off. And I'm like, how did we get from there to you storming off?
And Teresa's like, no, 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 Danielle. Like,
yeah, I hate Teresa and Danielle's relationship. I hate it.
And Danielle rooming together was the worst decision.
The worst thing ever.
Danielle has done it. She is, because she really is. And it's mind-boggling to me, and we'll get into that a little bit more later. But, yeah, I don't like that. Jennifer rushes to Danielle's side and defends her.
Well, Teresa made her.
Yeah. I mean, I think, but I will give Teresa kudos. I think it was right for Teresa to go to Melissa and speak to Melissa.
Yeah. But she didn't really comfort her. She just said, let's leave.
She was there. Yeah, she was like, well, let's just talk about it later. She didn't agree or disagree.
But that's the other thing, like, that I don't understand about Teresa. If she were to put herself in Margaret's shoes or whoever's position, she would understand. Why are you talking about my kids?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing up my... You don't know my family.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. She's only seen the other two's point of view,
too. Yeah. She doesn't turn it around.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's pissing me off. But while the ladies are arguing at the little market in Mexico, Jackie, Marge, and Dolores are having a good old time talking about monkeys' assholes.
That was the funniest part.
Yeah, I'm glad they finally showed a picture, like a comparison.
Jackie,
you've never seen one before?
Jackie.
I don't really know.
I'm always
looking.
On Google. I'm always
Did you
Googling
not
those.
Have, like, an anthropology class? Or, no?
You know.
Yeah. I'm always Googling that stuff.
I think it's your screensaver.
But, you know, Jackie does ask the important question as to Margaret, what does a monkey's asshole look like? Mm. And so I love that Marge pulls up a picture.
And they kind of look like Jennifer's lips.
And the woman couldn't deny it.
Yeah.
They were laughing. They found it to be truthful. And I lived for it.
I was still,
this is such a shady moment. And I am here for it.
I love it. The first time they said it, it was just like, wait, whoa, what?
It's so good. Yeah. It was like by far one of the best moments. But you know what else is the best?
Oh, yeah, guys. Here we go. We want to thank you guys for, you know, being such loyal fans. Mm-hmm. And before we move on to our next topic, we wanted to thank you again for making us the ESPN Talk of TV and for helping us to continue to grow. We need your help, guys. So be sure to subscribe on YouTube, give us ratings and comments, get on the iTunes and comment up and review on our podcast. Leave us comments on our YouTube channel. And being a part of AfterBuzz has been so much fun, guys. I just want you guys to experience it with us and, you know, get your friends to watch. Get on there and just... get a big old party in the comment chat going.
Yes.
And we want to thank you guys for all of you who have been watching and commenting and supporting us throughout all the months and however long we've been here.
Yeah.
Probably 2 months, right?
It's been a while. But you know what? Yeah,
it's fun.
Totally love it. Love when you guys are in the chat. Really appreciate it. We have Kimberly Wallace commenting, this episode made me love Dolores. Dolores has really been an MVP all season long. Mm-hmm. She said she had no problem telling anyone when they were wrong, not just people she doesn't get along with.
Yeah, she's been kind of neutral. Well, not even neutral. She's been mature.
She's very fair.
Yeah.
Dolores is fair.
But so is Jackie.
So is Jackie.
Jackie even, like, went against
Danielle.
Her friends. What?
Oh. I'm sorry. We all kind of looked at Angel like, what are you talking about, girl?
Like, Angel, no.
And also I want to give a special shout out to Lizzie_D on Instagram. Appreciate you, girl. She pointed out something to me that we're going to talk about in our news and gossip section.
Ooh.
So thanks, Lizzie, for the heads up. But let's go ahead and skip over to our dinner, our first dinner.
Ugh.
It's our second dinner of the trip, our first dinner of this episode.
Is there any relaxing dinners?
No. Like,
I don't
these
think
women,
so.
Like, this was. I'm sorry. This was this episode was gold.
Do you guys think if we go out to dinner that we'll, like, fight each other?
Probably.
Yeah,
if you attack my lip liner.
Angela, it's coming. And you know what? We actually have, and we're going to address this now. We're just going to get this out of the way. We have a bone to pick with Angelo. He failed to come through for you
guys.
For the
listeners.
For the listeners, for the viewers. If you notice, Angelo is not in his thong. He did not bring it.
No, that's not fair. Guys,
what's wrong with you?
I was trying it on last night, and I fell asleep in it, and I had to put it in the wash.
Oh.
And I forgot to grab it. That's not my fault.
Okay.
Well, it's not my fault.
Okay.
So when are you going to wear it?
I'll wear it next week. No, right? We're amazing. That's not my fault.
You know what, guys? We will hold him to it by season's end.
You want me to run home and go grab it? It's in the wash.
We need it in the dryer.
But we get to the dinner. Melissa opts not to tell Margaret about Danielle talking negatively about her children.
Thank you. She tried to make it peaceful.
She tried to make it a nice, dinner. Still wasn't. They go to this really beautiful restaurant called Sunset Mona Lisa. It looked gorgeous.
Yeah, it looked nice.
The entire trip.
Yeah.
I know. That's because they get the finest of the finest out there.
And Teresa, the waiter, you know, gives them the specialty cocktail menu. I love that Teresa jokes. I'll have the French kiss because I haven't had one in a long time.
And somehow, was that what made them start talking about lips? Or
no, I think it was just Danielle. No, that's the next dinner.
The next dinner. Yeah. So, you know, it's so many dinners and drama.
Yeah, that's the next dinner.
Come on, are you serious right now?
That's the next dinner. But this dinner,
the ones where they keep fighting.
This dinner, Jennifer orders another tequila on the rocks, mm-hmm. and Melissa kind of makes a comment, like, again with your tequila, like, you don't get it, like, what we're saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know? And what is it with you, Melissa? Why are you coming after me? And somehow the incident from the night before with the monkey's asshole comes up, and I don't like
so much to talk about.
I don't like Jennifer going after Marge Senior. Maybe because I have a soft spot for Marge Senior. She's a cute old lady. This affair that she had decades ago should not be relevant today. Like,
she's not
Jennifer,
a cute old lady.
Marge
at
Senior
all.
Is so cute.
Are you old lady bashing?
No,
you're cute old lady bashing.
You guys even said after the surgery, you guys were like, "Whoa."
No, she's.
I don't know if I could sit next to you.
You guys think she's cute? If you see her,
well, I didn't say anything.
Yes.
If you haven't heard her talk and like, you know, like, sound funny.
She's so adorable. The way she dresses. I love her facelift. After facelift surgery, you think I'm going to say she's cute? She has stitches and staples in her face.
Like, she was scary looking. She's
She's a cute old lady now that she's recovered.
That
she was cute
sweet.
Before. Like, she's
okay,
so,
right.
like,
she's cute.
But
she's
we
cute.
Already know Jennifer doesn't really have manners from Oklahoma. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I know.
She doesn't care.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. She can attack Marge Sr., but if anyone said
whatever.
Anything about Danielle's mom or Jennifer's mom, like, oh, there's the worst person in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
So, Jennifer brings up again that Marge Sr. had this affair for some 15 odd years, whatever. She said your mother effed someone for 15 years.
That's a long affair. I cannot keep a relationship that long.
That's a very long affair.
And the delivery of that was so rude.
It was nasty.
It was so rude.
It was nasty. And the thing about it, too, is I feel like the woman around noticed it was nasty, but then Marge comes back with a nastier comment. She says, you know what? That's why your husband sleeps in the pool house. I don't care where my husband sleeps. Whether it's in your girlfriend's bed or not, and then
I like your Jersey accent,
Jennifer. Check your mother right now, and then I love this. Hit a nerve.
She was so nonchalant about it. No, honestly, that's the best way to be to get on someone's nerves. Just be so chill, and they're all worked up and storming off, and you're. Hit a nerve.
Yeah.
She's word
taking,
on the street.
I know.
Word and then she made it up. She didn't even know.
Yeah. So Jennifer gets up and leaves immediately. Danielle dramatically follows her.
Whimpers behind her.
Jennifer, I got you.
Yeah, whimpering.
I got you, girl.
And Sis. Then everyone's sitting at the table like, oh my God, did you really hear that? Did you hear that? She's like, I don't know. But if someone said that to me about Joe, I would say, you know, you're lying. Like, I know he's not. So obviously it might be true. And they're like, you can't.
That
just
is a true fact, though.
Like, I mean, yeah.
If you're really secure, because she's like, I'm secure in my relationship. Then why she get so upset? You know what I mean?
Yeah. But she does have reason to think that he may be. Remember when she took her little girl, I forget the little one's name, she took her to visit daddy at work, and she says she has to pop in on him because there's been times when patients are, like, throwing themselves at him. She's caught him, like, with, I don't know if she meant, like, sleeping with, but maybe in a compromising position, being too friendly.
She just caught them being, overly friendly with him. And, you know, that was a low blow.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm with the ladies where it's like, if you don't know, if you didn't hear anything, if you don't know facts, like, don't just throw it out.
See,
you can't
now
just
it's accuse circling.
It.
Like,
now
look,
it's
now
a,
we're
now
sitting
we're
here talking about it, and you just, like, you know what I mean?
We brought some old facts up. She said this herself. Because
now it's circling, like.
Yeah. So eventually Jen returns to the table with Danielle, and, you know, Marge realizes, and I thought that was really nice of her, immediately apologizes when Jen returns and says, you know what, I said that to hurt you, and that was wrong.
Yeah.
And Jen responds back, you know.
Was it that wrong, though? After what she was saying about her, do you think, like, it was that bad?
I mean, two wrongs don't make a right.
They don't, but I don't know. Like, with Jennifer was saying, you don't talk about someone's mom.
No, you don't.
Like, they were both wrong. They were both equally wrong, and they made it sound like Marge was more wrong.
Well, but Jen did step up and say, yeah, I shouldn't have said that about your mother, too.
And also, what Jen said was a fact, and, like, so that's, like, actually mean. And what Margaret said, she just made that up. So is it mean that's, like, that's you're so a poophead? You're not a poophead, so why are you upset?
But that's, like, that's like family-altering type of a thing. Not that I have poop on my head. It's that my kids might hear this one day and ask me if daddy's has a girlfriend type of thing. But I do admire that Margaret immediately apologized. Appreciated that.
Yeah.
And they kind of squashed it. Like, they tabled it.
That was, like
that was big
squashed,
of them. Because I don't know if, like, if I'm that caught up in an argument, if, like, 5 or 10 minutes later, I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, girl.
Let's
have drinks. Weirdly squashed. Like, they were completely fine.
It was very big of them.
I think Danielle was mad.
Yeah, she's seething. Mm-hmm. Danielle is trying so hard to have a permanent seat on this cast.
What did you call it? Confessional?
She's got a confessional. Yeah. Like,
she's making her way. She's just crawling up the ladder.
So freaking hard. I cannot. They better not.
Let's petition.
I will start the petition. After buzzers.
I mean, it's interesting, you guys.
It is, but she's toxic.
She's bad. She's really bad.
So next day. Okay, and then also, next day, 2 days in a row, Dolores is FaceTiming Frank. Where's David? Why isn't she FaceTiming David?
Yeah.
Why isn't she FaceTiming
her boyfriend?
I don't
know what David looks like. I feel like, when was the last time we saw David?
I don't think he's actually been on the show. I think they've just showed pictures of him.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in person, I don't think.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't want to be. Some people don't want to be.
I don't know, but all I know is she's waking up every morning, and first thing she does is call Joe.
Are you FaceTiming Frank? Yeah. Like, what do they have to talk about? The kids are grown. They're not talking about daycare.
They're just talking about
what are they talking about?
Hey, babe, miss you.
She said, love you, Frank. Like, no, you don't. Like, you love David.
It's appropriate.
I think.
I can't.
Wait, what was the thing from last week?
Probably.
Yeah. Wait, what
you
was that
whole
line?
Sucked the monkey's ass, probably.
But we have this really cute camera ride. This was actually, like, probably the nicest everyone has been together on the trip.
Yeah.
They're feeding camels jicama with their mouth. Is that something that
we
would... No.
Okay. Yeah, no, like, right there. No. Like, I'm with Teresa. She fed it with her hand.
No.
Watching it, I thought you would for sure do it. I don't know.
That's
you seem
experience.
Adventurous.
That's
yeah.
a full experience.
I mean, I would ride the camel. That's a fun experience, but that camel's mouth is not touching my mouth.
I would let my boyfriend do it first, and then I would do it.
Well, it's not dangerous.
More
the camel's not going
to
attack.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not scared of it attacking me. I don't like germs. Like, I wouldn't want to double dip. Like,
so
how they
were
eating.
You don't kiss
your
dog? No. Oh, my God. I mean, my dog. Full on.
No. Like, even when they were eating, like, the guacamole, like, when some of the girls were at the pool and some went out into the town and they were, like, eating the guac, I was looking to see who's double dipping. Like, I don't.
Oh, you're, like, a real germaphobe.
Yeah, I don't double dip. I'm not kissing my dog. I don't want to kiss a camel.
Oh, God. Kobe and I love you, boy. Kobe's my dog, not Kobe Bryant.
That's what he's named after, though, right?
Yeah, he is named after the great one. Anyways.
The great one.
Yeah, I love it. Sidebar. So they're kissing camels, feeding jicama. Jennifer looked the most unnatural on the camel, and she claimed that since she was Turkish, she would be
heritage.
Really good at this.
Yeah, she was like, it's probably going to come natural.
She, like, looked so uncomfortable. She looked really bad.
I know.
Teresa looked amazing on the camel.
That's what all those 6 months were for, though.
Yeah, the outfit, the bikini,
she was ready.
She knew what she was coming into. She made it Instagram worthy.
Yeah.
I loved when, before they even went camel riding, Melissa was on the phone with Joe.
Oh,
why are you riding a camel? You ride one every night.
I was like, oh my gosh. I know.
And she repeated it, too. She's like, it is like riding Joe riding that camel.
Whoa. Your kids are gonna see this.
They're like the parent. I feel like they do so much PDA for their kids.
They're
probably,
so funny.
Probably so annoying.
That's
for them.
Be
like
me and my girlfriend with our kids.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I feel like my boyfriend hates watching Housewives. Like, he will not watch it with me. We've gone to so many Bravo fights because I just want him to enjoy
Bravo
it with me.
Fight.
Yeah, it's we just got one last night. But I told him, I was like, you are like Joe Gorga. Like, he's like, he doesn't know what that means.
He's
like,
okay.
But you are.
He's probably like,
yeah, he's like, that's great. I don't know what that
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. So they all had a good time riding the camel. And then they start talking about, and this we'll actually get into this for news and gossip. They start talking about Teresa and Joe and when Joe's coming back. And mm-hmm. she says in March. And you think, you
which
know,
would be 2 months from now? Like,
ish. Yeah. This
That's
March.
Exciting.
Or
it's
a month.
Exciting.
I wonder when it was that they filmed this.
I think
episode.
It's last summer, right?
Is yeah, it? I think
oh,
it was in the
far.
Summer.
I think it's like, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, Dolores thinks that he's going to go back to his old tricks.
That was a little mean for her to say, I think.
I think it's honest. I think they have a friendship that's honest. Maybe she shouldn't have said it in front of the whole group of
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, it was kind of, like, weird to say in front of everyone.
But I think it was honest. Yeah.
Teresa didn't get upset.
She
kind of thought about
she it. She thought about it, but I think that's another thing where I don't think Teresa and Dolores will ever go at it
yeah.
in public.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think
they're too close.
Yeah. No. I don't think it'll ever go to blows with them.
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, so he's coming back in March. Teresa is, you know, a little bit also nervous about it too. She says it's nerve-wracking because she's more independent now. That Joe's gone,
yeah.
and he may not like that. And I
yeah.
think that was kind of hitting to what Dolores was trying to say. Like, Joe took her for granted, and he might, you know, she's always on the go, and he might want her
yeah.
to rein her in a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
but, I mean, it's going to be different, because I feel like he's for sure changed, and he's going to come
yeah.
out, and
yeah.
he's not going to be working what he, like, used to do. Like, he's probably not going to work for a little bit.
Yeah.
So he'll be at home with the kids. I feel like it's going to be a complete different dynamic.
Yeah, cool. And it might be for the better. Maybe with him having so much time away, he had time to, like, think about what's
yeah.
happening.
Is he allowed
would
back?
Wanna...
Well, we'll see. You guys obviously
yeah.
haven't heard the news and gossip of the week, so I'm excited to drop that little nugget for you. It's coming.
A little deportation
it's
nugget?
Coming a little bit later. Ha-ha. All right, so they had a good time. They go back to the hotel. They kind of all do their own thing. Massages, pool, lounge.
Yeah.
Teresa and Danielle dancing to Melania's song, taking
yeah.
shots.
Oh,
while
man.
Dancing to a 13-year-old song.
Yeah.
So,
that's
like,
fun.
Yeah, it actually is really
that's
cute.
That's kind of fun.
I am loving this fun Teresa. Like, regardless,
yeah.
like, I'm not loving
yeah,
who she's aligning herself with, but, like, I am loving her shots, her
new
her
vibe.
Fun.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally different.
Not her friends, but her vibe.
Yes.
Man,
yeah.
Danielle.
Yes. Well. Yes. You gotta get cut her loose, girl. So, we get to the last dinner. It starts off beautifully. They take a cheers.
Yeah.
They're having a good time. They're loving each other. They sit down.
I like this lead up.
At another beautiful restaurant. And Jennifer's having more tequila.
Okay, what I want to know,
yes.
why does Teresa keep offering her shots?
Like, I know.
I don't know.
I
she literally,
she went on the trip.
In multiple scenes, she just kept giving her drinks away to Jennifer.
Yeah. I thought she went on the trip to get drunk. She's like, oh, I can drink
Maybe
now, I can
eat. Maybe her
tolerance
wasn't
yeah.
as high. Because I've been out places before and people, like, give drinks away. Like, I've given a drink away. I love to drink, but, like, recently I gave a drink away because I just wasn't going to have time to finish it. I had to leave and I was like, well, I don't want this to go to waste. So.
Yeah.
But they had time.
I know.
She's yeah.
giving away everything.
So she's giving away. But before Jennifer gets a little bit too gone, she invites the whole group to her anniversary party.
Mm-hmm.
And she's calling it the red party because red is the color of love.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very nice that she didn't include Margaret in that.
Yeah.
Which would be really rude if she invited everybody and then not you.
Yeah.
But they love
she
to
didn't
be
have
rude.
A choice.
So.
But they do love to be rude.
Yeah, yeah but she didn't have a choice, I feel like. She had to invite Margaret.
Yeah, she did. So Jennifer's starting to get a little tipsy. She starts speaking really dirty to Teresa.
Yeah.
Like, uncomfortably
Why was Teresa,
dirty.
Teresa was, like, eating her jewelry.
Like,
what?
It was very weird. It was very strange. It was getting very, you know, erotic.
Yeah.
But all the ladies were loving watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, this is where my notes kind of just stopped. Because
oh, yeah.
It was too much going on.
You were too involved.
I was so involved. I was so overwhelmed. And I was like in freaking heaven. So I believe it happens like this. Danielle pokes at Margaret about her comments from the night before. Why are you going to die? Her comments about the night before.
Yeah.
About Jennifer having, her husband having an affair.
Yeah. She brought it up and then riled up Jennifer.
Yeah.
Riled
she
up
didn't
Jennifer.
Even need to bring that up.
Yeah.
They had already, like,
And then Margaret started popping
on.
Off at Danielle saying,
yes.
like, no one even cares about you. Stop talking.
And then
yes.
Jennifer's like, you don't matter.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
So then it started to escalate
yeah.
from there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that's when Danielle, just out of nowhere, brings up the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. She's been waiting.
And again, kudos to Melissa, because she was like, I'm not going to talk about this, not going to bring it up. And this whole trip could have gone scot-free. Yeah. This last dinner could have gone, you know, without a hitch.
Could you imagine if Melissa would have told? Like, they already had drama without it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, imagine, yeah.
Yeah, it could have totally came
out. That would have been the
finale. Honestly, Margaret probably wouldn't have said anything, though. She probably would have kept, like, reserved.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think you're right on that. But here comes Danielle. That's why your kids don't hang out with you. You're a nasty person. That's going to sound British.
Yeah, what was that? Is that Irish? Is that a leprechaun accent?
I mean, it was like, that's my evil accent.
The first Jersey accent you did was good. That one was a little leprechaun-ish. Like
I have to work on my evil Jersey accent. Okay. That was just evil. But anyways, so Danielle goes for Margaret's children and then her grandchildren. That's why you don't see grandchildren.
Kids weren't enough.
Yeah, she goes for the grandchildren, and, you know, that's where Margaret everyone draws the line there. Melissa jumps in, you don't talk about kids, and then Teresa's like, but she talked about whatever.
That's okay, though,
It doesn't matter. Like, you just don't do it. Two wrongs don't make a right. Yeah. There's no reason to keep escalating things.
Teresa didn't understand at all.
Yeah. They were having a great dinner. Like, her and Jennifer were about to make out. Like, everyone was having a good time.
No, but honestly, even when Jennifer said that the necklace was ugly, Teresa didn't, like, have an issue with that.
Teresa's been on another level with these two.
She is, like, weird. Honestly hypnotized. Weird. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
She really is. It's
weird.
It's bugging me. Yeah. Sorry, you guys, like, I'm so overwhelmed.
You're so passionate right now.
I really am. Like I said, I have been waiting for this episode all week long. I knew it was going to be good, and it just really, like,
gave me so much. I'm ready to go home.
Like, I'm not going to go to bed when I get home. I'm so hyped. I'm so excited.
You'll be running out, around punch the punch bag.
This, like, gave me everything I needed.
Running up and down the steps, like, what was that, Rocky?
Yeah.
You're going to be doing it.
Yeah. Make out with my dog, like, all of it. But, yeah, so it just goes to, like, for blows. Eventually, Margaret is like, I've had enough. She takes Dolores' wine glass and just shoves it in Danielle's face. Loved it. Danielle then starts to charge at Margaret. The producers get involved. I love when the producers get involved.
That's how you know it's serious.
Hold her back. That's when you know. Yeah. She tries to throw a glass at her. She does throw the
glass.
That
was ridiculous.
Yes. Somebody got hit.
And it did
Melissa.
Hit Melissa, which we get to later. So it hits Melissa. Margaret is gone. Yeah. Jackie follows her.
Yeah.
Melissa and Dolores stay. Dolores is like, you don't talk about kids.
Yeah.
Dolores was, like, drunk. You could tell, like, all in her eyes.
Yeah, because she
was
like,
hey, whoa, you guys need to chill out.
I know. That's exactly how she was. Like, she was serious and, like, she was trying to, like, calm things down,
she's
but
like,
she was so messed up.
You guys need to, like, relax.
That's exactly how she was. Like, her eyes looked like they shrunk. True. It was weird.
Yes. So we have that going on. Jackie goes, and like, I don't understand. So we have Jennifer, Teresa, and Danielle all, like, pissed at Margaret, all hyping up Danielle, like, saying that she's right. Jennifer's, like, she gets, like, Turkish hood. I don't know what
Jennifer
does.
Whack.
But she,
I couldn't believe that Jennifer was fussing with Melissa as much because Jennifer's so close to Teresa now, so far up Teresa's, but I thought that she would do anything to stay on Teresa's good side. Like, Melissa's Teresa's family.
You know, to stay on Teresa's good side, you don't have to be nice to Melissa.
Exactly.
That's not
family. That's how you get on her good
side. It's family, but you see them fight. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter.
That's how you get on Teresa's good side.
It's to talk badly about Melissa.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I totally, like, no. It doesn't matter. But, yeah, so then eventually, again, Melissa's like, someone threw glass at me. And she blames it on Jennifer at first, which I actually think it was Danielle, because she was the one that threw the glass.
Did Jennifer throw something?
It happened so fast.
I didn't see. I have to rewatch it, and I will. I didn't see Jennifer throw anything. I saw Danielle pick up glass
and throw it at Margaret.
As a result, to try to get Margaret. So I think it was Danielle. But Melissa targeted Jennifer because she was the drunk one of the group, which I would have assumed her too.
Yeah.
And Jennifer for whatever reason, just slams glass down on the table.
Yeah, what?
And then she just wanted to break something. She was hyped up. It's like a football game, you know? You got that adrenaline.
Honestly, I think, like, Jennifer has 5 kids. She's out. She's getting to drink in a tropical. Like, Oklahoma didn't do it for her. Like, this is her, like, this is her Super Bowl. And, like, she is going for it. She really is. She really is.
Yeah, Oklahoma definitely didn't do it for her.
Oklahoma's in the playoffs, now she's in the Super Bowl.
Now she's in the Super Bowl. She's like at the nice. That was the playoffs. That was like playing. I was like playing the Colts.
Yeah.
Now she's like, she's going against like Brady.
You guys, I don't know anything about this.
Angela and I are vibing.
Who are you going for this weekend, by the way?
The Rams.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, can we talk about how they cheated the Saints?
No.
We can't talk about that.
We'll get into that later. But yeah, so Melissa charges Jen. This is the feistiest episode I've seen Melissa too.
I liked it too.
I'm not that kind. You got the wrong girl.
Yeah.
And then to be continued.
And was it just our TV? Like, did they not record it? Or, like, did they not show
it?
They didn't show it.
They did on purpose.
They didn't show it.
So now we're all on our edge of our seats. That's how you do it.
Oh, yeah. I'm like,
yeah, Chelsea needs a drink.
We were in a bustle. But let's go ahead and get to the table flipping moment of the night.
Oh, okay. You just said it.
Did I?
You just said mine.
Who thinks... They're written that are true.
What?
Name change, I got arrested. Pay attention, police.
Pay attention, police.
That was totally uncalled for what she did. Like, to pay attention. Like, who is she? Is she God? No. So don't ever tell me to pay attention.
I am paying attention.
We want this Teresa back.
There has to be something else.
The dark hair.
It's fine. Name change and arrested. There has to be something else.
I was
stripping,
arrested.
Prostitution whore. You are f***ing gay 19 times.
That made her so upset. We need the table flipping Teresa to come back and flip against Danielle. That's what we need.
I know. I love when they hated each other. I don't want Teresa liking her. What's
that's
up with that?
There's no reason to like Danielle.
I miss that.
Unless you're just the producers and you're trying to get views.
Yeah. So we are unanimously in agreement that it was the final dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Who would we say was the MVP of the table flip? Because we had Margaret involved, Melissa was involved, Jennifer was involved.
Jennifer. When she cracks that last one and Melissa flips, that's it right there.
That's the MVP.
For Danielle, because she Melissa is what I mean. Melissa, when she's like, you got the wrong one, and it's like she's trying to be neutral and trying to like make everyone see, you know, no, this is wrong and we shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
But you just threw a glass at me, so now guess what? I'm in it too.
Yeah. I think I don't disagree with what you guys are saying, but I will give it to Danielle only because she started it. And we wouldn't have this golden moment if it wasn't
for
her.
She built the foundation.
Yeah.
Purposely.
A crazy
because no
nut
one was
job.
Talking about, like, any of that.
No one was.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I
even
love
at
this.
Her confessional, she was like, so we're just going to pretend that you guys didn't have a fight? Okay, grown-ups, like, apologize and move fast.
Yeah, so you want us to have a horrible trip because you want to enjoy everyone arguing?
I can't believe they made up.
She...
They said sorry.
The nerves. What a concept. So let's go ahead and jump into our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so again, I want to give out to a shout-out to my girl at Lizzie_D. That's Lizzie with 3 Z's. Lizzie and I communicated over this somewhat sad rumor that is breaking of Teresa and Joe. Apparently, at the reunion, Teresa said that if Joe gets deported, they're going their separate ways.
No way.
Why would I do that? Italy's
no
beautiful.
No way.
Well, I mean, she
Are
has.
Are you serious?
Yeah, apparently that was said at
Dude,
the that was
she's not
said
a ride or die
at
then.
The reunion.
I thought she was riding her.
Well, we don't know
Joe,
that
man.
Because I don't know. Like, what's wrong with going to Italy?
You have your children here. This is the only. That's like
they
the
can
same
go to
thing.
Italy.
That's the same thing as like. Not to get political, but like the DACA children having to leave America and go to a country that they know nothing about, and that they grew up here in America, and then now they have to go to Italy. Like Gia's starting college, like they all have
their
lives.
Well, Gia doesn't have to go.
Yeah.
Kids go away for college all the time.
I don't know. I'm kind of with Teresa.
What are the chances he's getting deported?
It's very high.
Really?
Yeah. It's not looking good. They've been filing appeals, but yeah, it's not looking good. And apparently...
Andy Cohen can't help him?
You know, Teresa was on The Apprentice, so she could try to pull the Talk Trump to card. Yeah.
Dump. I said dump. I was going to say Donald and Trump, and I said dump.
But apparently, Teresa is already trying to look for her next job. She is pitching Bravo for her own spinoff show to highlight her single life.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think her and Joe are happening.
So it's not looking good for Teresa and Joe.
Yeah, I don't think
who's she
going
to date?
I actually wouldn't mind seeing single Teresa. No, we've been seeing fun Joe. Teresa.
It could be
Mexico.
Like a Flavor of Love type
poor
thing.
Joe got them into this mess. Joe is the reason why she didn't spend like the last year and a half of her mother's life with her. Like,
I know, that's it.
Not poor Joe.
I feel bad for him.
And Joe was not a good husband while they were on the show either. He was dirty. I'm not Team
right,
Joe.
Yeah.
I know I do sound like D.
Like D.
That's my girl,
right? That's so tight.
Moving on to lighter news. You guys, if you thought I freaked out over this episode, you should have seen me at home having serious FOMO while Andy Cohen had his baby shower. We have this meme up, my reaction to Kyle Richards not invited me to Andy's baby shower.
Wait, Andy Cohen's having a kid?
Yeah. Angelo, do you live under a rock?
Wait, with who?
He's having a surrogate.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He announced it like a couple weeks ago. Teresa, she hurt my feelings. She hurted me for no reason. Yeah, so for some of you that might be like Angela, who know absolutely nothing about
this. I didn't know that. Who's the surrogate?
We don't know. Andy Cohen announced via Watch What Happens Live with all the OGs of Real Housewives that he was having a baby before New Year's Eve. So it was last year, the end of last year. He announced it, and he's having it rather soon. So he announced it at Watch What Happens with these OGs, Teresa, Ramona, Vicky, Nene, and Kyle Richards, and they decided to throw him a baby shower.
And it was huge. You should have seen the videos. Oh my God. It was like all these housewives, all these housewives from all the different cities.
It was epic. It was absolutely epic. They were dancing on tables. They were singing. They were like,
they were like Coyote Ugly.
I wanted to be there. Kyle took her shoes off. Like, I wanted to be there so badly. Like, you have no idea. It looked like so much fun. Mm-hmm. So much fun. I died and went to heaven. Mm-hmm. But a little bit of gossip from that. So the only Jersey housewife that wasn't there was Melissa, which was surprising because they, Andy and her, have a good relationship, I thought. But I did do a little snooping, and she was at Antonio's cheer competition in Dallas.
That's
like
important.
It looked like a really big cheer thing, so she was there with Antonio for the weekend. A housewife that was there, we see in that picture to the far right, Danielle Staub. Danielle was there, but rumor has it she was not initially invited.
Of course she made her way in, though.
Yeah, she had Andy then personally extended an invitation that after reading that in page 6 that she wasn't there or invited. So he admitted that on his radio show that there were some complications regarding her invite. Whatever
AKA
that means.
Not giving her
that
one.
Means she's not invited.
So, but it was weird because, I mean, this was in Los Angeles. She happened to be in LA.
Of course.
And she still wasn't invited. So, like, Andy, she flew out. Yeah. It's weird.
Awkward.
She's trying to get on that show. Trying hard. So, yeah, do we have, you know, I'm going to skip predictions. We actually have one great comment from our girl, Freya Borja, in the in our live chat. She wants to know, she's curious, and we'll do this very quickly, who would be our all-stars for Real Housewives of New Jersey if we had to choose a cast, previous, like, former castmates, and now? Like, who would we have? Who would we bring back?
How many can we have?
If you could... Taking the cast now, if
10.
You could lose,
kidding, that's a lot.
lose two that we have now and bring too old back.
Bring Dina back.
You'd bring Dina back. Okay.
Who would we lose from this one? I think all of them kind of hold their weight.
They do.
But I would say it started off really dry.
I would take Jennifer out.
I think Jennifer is still, annoying as she may be, she gives good content.
She adds.
Just like Danielle.
Dina was great.
I think Dina would, but then it'd be too much of an alliance between Teresa, Dina, and Dolores.
Do they still hang out?
Yeah, they're all friends.
Oh.
At least I know Dina and Teresa are. I would bring back Jacqueline.
Jacqueline! I forgot about Jacqueline.
I would bring back Jacqueline just to piss off Danielle.
She was too nice, though. She didn't...
No, but her and Danielle still don't get along.
Yeah, but Danielle's not a housewife.
But she's too nice.
I mean, her and Teresa still don't get along.
Oh, they don't?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I would bring Jacqueline back just for the drama.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what we'll leave it there. Free, I hope we kind of answered your question. Curious to see who you would have back or who you would... If you keep it the same, I think our predictions is things are just going to get worse.
I can't wait to see this next episode.
It's
going to
be a wild next week, too.
Yeah, Melissa's going to hit Jackie. Not Jackie, Jennifer. You know, the J's, they confuse us.
She's going to hit her.
Uh-oh. We could do, it's about to be a girl fight next time.
Yeah, we'll
see. That'd be our intro song.
We will see. You guys, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed as much as we did. I am Chelsea Stark-Jones, and you can find me at ChelseaStarkJones.com and on Instagram at C_S Jones.
And I'm Angelo Garcia, guys. You can find me on Instagram at Angelo Garcia with 3 A's.
Hi, I'm Angel Saunders, and that's where you can find me, Instagram at Angel Saunders.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.